When you get into these preseason games, you have practices where it's not live tackling. Does it take a couple of those to get back into the sense of wrapping them up and following through on the fundamentals?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, as a defense, especially the first team defense, in those first 13 plays, I think we really like the energy that we had out there. We're flying around, but almost we need to reel it in a little bit and at the same time finish plays. You saw that on the missed sack, in which I had two other missed tackles on that, as well as a third down that we could have had. So there's a number of opportunities. So I thought we played very well, but ultimately it's pretty close to impossible to simulate live action. So it was a good first step, a lot of tape to go off of, and we'll look to improve upon this next week. I'm sorry.
What did you see most from some of the young guys that you didn't see in practice but you were able to see in the game and now you want to see more of in Washington?
Well, I think the biggest thing for young guys is being accountable. I think going out there knowing your playbook, because that's one thing is what we can't have is putting somebody on the field that doesn't know what to do. So, you know, that's just what we're looking for, is putting guys out there, and no matter who you're playing against, ones, twos, threes, and at the same time, that step that we're looking for, you know, first-year players going in their second year, which I think you saw from a number of guys like KB and Marwan. So it's ultimately that's what we're looking to see. We're looking to improve each and every week.
Clay, is there a progression you're looking to see for yourself as a veteran from, you know, preseason game one to two to three? Is there something that you typically try to do?
I try and take something away from every day, every game, that is, and I think the older you get, the more it kind of puts it into perspective. So I think for me, if it's, if it's anything, it's just going against, a different opponent other than, Dave or Brian and just getting those live reps. So I think ultimately the goal is to peak as we're heading into week one. So it was great to get out there and have that long drive, much to, the fact that we would have liked to have gotten out three and out, but it's good to see that. So we'll do it again this next week, and hopefully we'll improve. Talking about myself and just keep ramping up for the regular season.
A young guy, Jordan Tripp, gets his second pick of camp, second straight day. Obviously, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he had, coming in here late last year is obviously a difficult road in which he had, but, jumping on special teams right away and contributing, great attitude, a guy who's really takes command when he's out there, and just for him to go out there and just kind of be a playmaker, be in the right place at the right time, I think speaks volumes to the work he's put in, and hopefully it continues to translate over into the football field. I know he played a great deal this last game, and I'm sure we're probably expecting a lot out of him this upcoming game.
Clay, you're pretty sure that you'd wrap up Carson if that wasn't the first time you were tackling somebody since January?
No, see, I did that on purpose because we work on, scramble drills. A-Rod does it all the time. So I wanted to let the guys get a look at it, and unfortunately we just weren't ready for it. So, I mean, that's my bad, I guess. But, it's true, though, as we talked about. I mean, tackling a donut is different versus tackling a quarterback. But, come week one, I'll make sure I can get quarterbacks down.
You see Kyler and J-Rone every day. I mean, we've only had one preseason game to really, quote-unquote, evaluate, sure. But what are you seeing out of those guys, and will they need the next three games to really see where they've made their gains?
Well, we know what they bring, and obviously for somebody like Kyler, who just, continues to get better, especially in your second year where we ask for guys to make their biggest jump at where we tend to see it. So for him, it's just continuing to be the playmaker that he was. I know last year, I think the one thing he said is the season kind of wore him down a little bit. So I think that's his biggest thing. It's probably mentally more so than physically being ready for it. J-Rone has continued to make his plays, but it's more so been on special teams just because of the guys who he's playing behind. So we'll ask them to continue to do their job whenever they get in the game, which is make plays in both the run and pass. But, they played less plays than the ones last week. Never thought I'd see that. But, they're doing well. They're making progress, and we really like what we see out of them.